With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. In an urgent effort to decide what to do with the old Montezuma Cortez High School building, the RE1 District Board will schedule a special work session as early as next week. The now empty building is turning out to be somewhat of a dark lining to the silver cloud of the just-opened 152,000-square-foot high school built with a state grant and an $18.9 million voter-approved bond measure. School Superintendent Alex Carter and two RE1 board members told the Cortez City Council Tuesday night that original estimates for abating asbestos in the 50-year-old building were woefully low because no one knew the cancer-causing material was in a dangerous, friable form that must be handled in place. Now it's believed it could cost as much as $1.5 million, 10 times the original estimate, to demolish the building, money the district doesn't have. The board wants to quickly seek bids to establish a firm price and also to get estimates on repurposing the old building as an alternative. The city and the school district have a memorandum of understanding that calls for the structure to be demolished by December 4th. In other news, the state of Colorado is questioning a decision the Montezuma County Commissioners made in July to give a blanket tax abatement to farmers. After hearing from numerous constituents that agricultural tax assessments had soared this year, the commissioners voted to limit property tax increases to 22% for all types of irrigated and dry farmland in the county. In a September 16th letter, the State Board of Equalization, which oversees property tax assessments, questions whether the blanket tax break complies with state law. On Monday, the commissioners discussed options for their response, but did not make a firm decision. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.